Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'ilo Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leah Bas Yaakov.
Reb Yishuv was made that Bnei Yevam L'Shuk are mutter to be Kahanim G'dayim. They're not Pugum L'Kuhuna. There are two families in Yerushalayim that they were, according to Bisham Bnei Yevam L'Shuk, and they were Noyeg B'Kuhuna G'dayim. Taisha Sakasha, what's the Chiddush Reb Yishuv? It's Pasha that Bnei Yevam L'Shuk were mutter L'Kuhuna. The second their mother got married to someone, the Kedushin Mafkiya the Zika, she wasn't Zokuk Liyavim anymore because she's an Erebus Eishas Ish, she's married to somebody else, she's married to Uzar L'Shuk, she shouldn't have married him. But she went ahead and did. Once she got married, the Kedushin were Mafkiya the Zika, she's now an Ereva onto the Yavim, she's an Eishas Ish, and she's not a Yavim L'Shuk anymore. So of course her children are Kasha Lakuna. They're not Bnei Yavim L'Shuk. She's not a Yavim L'Shuk anymore. She's an Eishas Ish. Once she's an Eishas Ish, the Shame Erev, Eishitish, was Mafkiya the Zika. This brings a raya that it says that if Yavam was Makadish, the sister of his Shemeres Yavam, of the woman he's supposed to be Miyabim, the Shemeres Yavam is not Zokotim anymore. It's Mafkiya the Zika. So Tais's answer is no. It's not a comparison. When the Yavam was Makadish, the sister of his Shemeres Yavam, there's nothing to do anymore. There's no way that she can come back and be his Yavama. She can never be Zokotim again, because there's nothing to do. His Yivama is an Erva to him. She's a Chos Yishtai. Therefore, the Zika is automatically Paka, and the Yivama is Mutter to marry L'Shuk. However, over here, there's an Eitzah. True, she was Miskadish to Azar, and she's an Eishitish, but that man can give her a get. So, it's not considered that the Zika is Paka. There is an Takana, there's an Eitzah. Since there's an Eitzah, that her husband can give her a get, and she'll go back to be Zokuk to her Yavam, so we say the Zika is not Paka, and she stays Yivama L'Shuk. Again, if she's an Erva that there is no takana for, there's nothing to do, she stays an Erva, so then the Zika is Paka, and she's mutter to marry whoever she wants. However, if there is an Eitzah, if this Yivama who married Zara can get a get from her husband, Mela, there is a takana, there is an Eitzah, so therefore, why say the Zika is Paka? Let her get a get from her husband, and do Yivama Chalitza like she's supposed to. Akol Panim, when there's an Eitzah to undo the shame Erva, we say that that kind of Erva is not Mafkiya the Zika. Tosafot afterwards gives another teretz that there's a special pasuk that says the Kedushin is not Mafkiya Zika, and therefore even the Yivama married L'Shuk, she's still considered Yivama L'Shuk, and that's the Chiddush in Rabbi Yeshua. That though her children were still considered Cherem L'Kahuna, although she was Yivama L'Shuk when she married.
Now on Taisa's first teretz, that says it's possible to be Misakein, to undo the Shem Erva, the Zika does not dissipate, many Achrayinim ask Akasha. Reb Chaim Oizer and Achiezer and Chelek Ebenezer, Simon Beis asked this kasha, the Stipler over here quotes him in Kilos Yaakov, Reb Shimon Shkop asked the kasha, Reb Chonon and Simon Dalloway Svob asked. There's a Tosfos in Daf Yud that says that an Erva of Eishes Ish patters her tzara. What's the case? The case is a balas hatanai. If Reuven married Leah, Leah used to be married to someone else. Leah's first husband divorced her with a tnai that she cannot marry Shimon. Reuven married her. He wasn't excluded from that tnai. And he died. Shimon, the brother of Reuven, is the Yavam. He has to take her as a Yavam. However, there's a tnai that if Shimon marries her, she was never mutter to be married to Reuven. She's still an Eishes Ish. She has the erva of Eishes Ish that does not allow her to be misyabim to Shimon. The halacha is, according to many Rishayim, that the shame erva of Eishes Ish makes her a regular erva regarding Yibum. And not only that, she can pater her tzara also. And her tzara is mutter, and does not have to, and is not allowed to, marry b'misyabim to Shimon. So the Achrayinim all ask on Taisus. Taisus here says he is said that if it's possible to undo the shame erva with a get, we don't say the Zika dissipates, she stays as Shemeres Yavam, and she's ushered to marry anybody else. She has to do Yibum or Chalitza. You see, in Taisus and Daf Yud, where she's an Eishes Ish, she's a Shem Erevas Eishes Ish to Shimon, and she is not oil libum, and she has a shame erva, and she's potter, and she patters and tzara. The question is, the erva eisishis can be undone by a get. Since the shemeres yavam's first husband can give her a get, it's possible to masakein and to undo the shame erva eisishis. Still, Taisa says over there, she has a shame erva, and she patters not only herself, but even her tzara, because she's an erva. She's eishes ish to shem and her yavam. Why over here do we say that because there can be a get, shem ervas eishes ish does not undo the zikah of a yavam? The achrayim all answer more or less the same teretz. There's a big difference between here and dafyud. Over here, when she was neifel liibum, immediately when Reuven died, and she was neifel liibum to Shimon, she was mutter. She could have been misyabe. Now she went ahead and married somebody else, married a czar, married somebody in the shuk. The shame ervas eishes ish at this point will not undo the zika. She stays the shemeres yavam, and she has to get chalitza or do yibum. Why? Because by the nefila, by the time the chalois chiyuv ha'yibam or chalitza happened, she wasn't an erva. What happened afterwards is that she married somebody else. She married Levi, who's not a brother, and became an erva seishas ish. Such a shame erva does not undo the zika. That's something new. And since it's efshir l'sakein al-yidei gerush, and since it's possible to fix this situation, that she can get a get from Levi, and marry through Yibum her husband's brother, or get chalitza, the zika does not dissipate, the zika stays intact. It's something that happened not b'shas nefila, but afterwards, and it's possible to revert back to the original situation where she could do Yibum. It's efshar l'sakein al-yidei gerushin. We say that she's mechuyev to get a get from her husband Levi, and do either Yibum or chalitza with Shimon. However, Taisus and Daf Yud is talking about a case where Bishas Nefila, when her husband Reuven died, and she fell Liibum to Shimon, and at that point of Shas Nefila, she was an erva because of the get of her original husband, the one who she married before Reuven, made a t'nai that if she marries Shimon, the get is batal. So Mamela, she stays in Eishes Ish because she was a shame erva b'shas nefila. We don't care that it's possible to get a get and undo the shame erva. That doesn't matter to us. Since b'shas nefila she was a shame erva, we say she wasn't neifel liibum, and therefore she is potter, and she patters the Torah also, according to many Rishayim. Rabbi Shimon Shkop gives another answer to this kasha that the Achronim asked. He says, of course, if the man who married her himself, Levi, married this Yavama Lashuk, if he can give her a get and be misakein, of course he has to, and she's considered somebody who's still idol evil. Because this shame erva can be undone and must be undone, because it's biyodei l'sakein. Levi himself can give her a get. Masha'enkein, in the case of Balas Hatanai, where the original husband, not Reuven, the one who married her before Reuven, gave her a get al tnai that she doesn't marry Shimon, since there's no way for Shimon to do anything about it, and it's not that she married anybody as a Yavama Lashuk, it's some shame erva that came long before she was even married to Reuven. That's not called Efshel Sakin because somebody else who's Bechlal not involved in the Chiyuv of Yibum Mechalitza or who married her after she was Yivam Lashuk can give her a get. That's not called Efshel Sakin. The original husband is totally peripheral. He's not part of this picture of either being the Yavam who could fix it or the man who married her who can fix it. Therefore, Reb Shimon understands that would not be considered biyodi l'sakin because there is some stranger who can possibly fix the situation. And although the original husband, the one who married her before Reuven, can give her a get now unconditionally, thus theoretically removing the Shem Erva and allowing her to do Yibum with Shimon, that's not considered that she's considered Oil Yibum and Efshar L'Saken Leidei Get. There's no way we can force him to give her a get unconditionally. He's not involved in the story at all. He's not a Yovam. He didn't marry her Be'isser. He married her long before this whole story was ever set into motion. Therefore, that's not considered Efshar L'Saken because theoretically, he may be able to give her a get on his own volition without any T'nayim. Now, there's an interesting machloikis. If while she's still married to this Zor, let's call him Levi, if she can get Chalitza from Shimon in the state of being an Eishes Ish, technically, she's Yevam L'Shuk, and she can do Chalitza. There's nothing wrong with doing Chalitza with an Eishes Ish. However, she cannot be Oil Yibum. Since she's in a state where she can't do Yibum, is it possible to do Chalitza in such a situation where she's not Oil Yibum, she can just do a Chalitza? The Levush and the Knesset Yecheskel are Machmer. They hold that she must first get a get and then do Chalitza. From the Ramah and the Beis Meir passings like that, it's clear that she doesn't have to get a get. She can do Chalitza even being in the state of Eishes Ish. This Ramah and the Pesach Teshuva that quotes the Levush, the Knesset Yecheskel, and the Beis Meir is found in Siman
Kuf Nun Tes, Asif Aleph, and Ebenezer.
The Gemara then relates a story that Rabbi Akiva went together with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Yeshua to meet Rabbi Yosef ben Harkonis to see if he paskined that Tzarais Erva are Mutter B'Yibum like B'Shamay. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef ben Harkonis said, of course, the halacha like Beis Hillel. However, I have a brother who is very sharp. He's from Talmidei Beis Shammai, and he may try to convince you that the halacha is like Beis Shammai. So he warned them, be careful, hizaru, shelo yikapeach eschem b'halochis. Lefi sheyesh imoy shloish miris tshuvois b'tzaras habas shimuteres. He has 300 rayos that tzaras habas is mutter like Beis Shammai. Be careful that he doesn't try to prove that he's right. You won't be able to answer him. And I'm being made the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Chagai Hanovi pask in this case that Tzaras Habas is osur to the Yavam like Shitas Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara says, Tanu kishenichnasu nichnasu b'pesach echor. When they went in one door. Kishayatsu yatsu b'shloisha pesachim. When they left in three separate doors. Taisus in Dibur HaMaschal Yotzu explains why they leave in three separate doors. Shloim tzayim kulam yachad v'yikapchem b'halochis. He shouldn't find them all together and he'll prove to them in the sharpness that the halacha is like Beis Shammai and they'll have to paskin like him. V'yitzaruch l'kvoya halacha k'maisa. That's what the first mahalach in Taisus. Taisus afterwards says, Inami Yotzu b'gimel p'sachim, they wanted to find him and hear what he has to say. According to Tosfos' first teretz, they were trying to avoid him. They went in three different doors, so they shouldn't have to come together and have a debate with him. And if he wins, so to speak, they'll have to pass him like him. It seems that the Tanoim were not being intellectually honest. Because if he has proofs, so then L'chayre should be right. And Mimanoshach, if he's right, they should pass him like him. And if they know he's not right, what's the difference? What rayis he brings? So Rabbi Chanan in Kovit Shiurim Chelek Beis, in Kundris Divrei Seifrin, Simen Hei, Oistes Vav, he explains, they knew the halacha is not like him. They knew from the Baskerl or from Chagai and Avi's Eidos that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that Tzaras Erva is Asur to the Yavam. Just if they heard what he had to say and they wouldn't know how to answer, they would have to paskin according to his logic. Ein l'dayin al mashein avroyos. If they hear tainus and there's no way to disprove them, they would have no choice. They would have to paskin like him. However, that's only if they found themselves in a situation where they can make a mashiv besdin and have to be kaveh the halacha. If they can avoid having such a situation, that's better. So it's not intellectual dishonesty. They knew the halacha, according to their Kabbalah, is like Beis Hillel. If they're in a situation where there's a masa umatan, there's a debate, and they're convinced of the arguments of Shitas Beis Shammai, they'll have no choice but to paskin, like the svaris of Deisa ben Harkonnen's younger brother. The klal is Einol Dain El Mashein Avroyos. However, if they could avoid it, that's better, because they have a Messiah, they have a Kabbalah, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Rabbi Hanan writes something very interesting. It says, La'asad lovoi, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. What's pshat in there? Bismanas, we're not able to understand the sharpness or the depth of what Beis Shammai says. We're not oimdin al divrayin. But la'asad lovoi, when umolah ha'aretz deyo, everybody's going to understand the depth, the chidud of Divar Beis Shammai, the sharpness, they'll realize that what they're saying is true. But right now, since we're not that sharp, we're not keen enough to be aimed on the correctness of what Beis Shammai says, although the Machadid say we're not sharp enough to be able to be aimed on their sharpness, to appreciate the truth in what they're saying, we have to pass on the way we see things. And therefore, nowadays, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, la'asad lavoi, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai for that reason. The Gemara continues that Chagai Hanavi was made three eduyos. One, that Tzaras Erva is asur to the Yavam. Secondly, Amun Umayav ma'asren maestro oni b'shvius. In the lands of Amun Umayav, the year of Shvius, in Eretz Yisrael, we don't give trumas to maestros at all. In the lands of Amun Umayav, where Yidden live, they are maeser ani, and not maeser sheni. Normally, the seventh year is b'chlal not part of the cycle. The first and second years, they give maeser sheni, third year maeser ani, fourth and fifth maeser sheni, sixth maeser ani. The seventh year, l'chayr is out of the cycle entirely. What maeser do they give in lands that they do give maestros and shvius? So Chagai Hanavi was made that they give maeser ani. Now what lands are these that we say Amun Umayav maeser and maeser ani b'shvius? According to Rashi, it means lands that Moshe Rabbeinu captured from Sichon. It was in Skadesh by the Olei Mitzrayim, but it wasn't in Skadesh through Olei Babel. By the Bia Shnia, when Ezra came up from Bavel, they weren't Mekadosh these lands. Tosfos asked the Kasha. The lands of Sichon Va'oig is Eber HaYarden. Tosfos brings a Gemara in Pesachim that it's Mefurish that Eber HaYarden has the halacha of Eretz Yisrael Gabi Shvius. So how could Chagai Hanavi be made that there's Meiser Ani, they give true Musa Meisers, and the Meiser that they give is Meiser Ani in Shvius and Amun Umayav, which Rashi says is lands that Moshe Rabbeinu was Kaivesh. It's Mefurish that Eber HaYarden has the halacha of Eretz Yisrael regarding Shvius. And before we go to Tosfos Teretz, there's another kasha that needs to be addressed. The Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Shvius asks the Kasha. There's a Mefurish in Mishnah in Perek Vov, Masechet Shvius, that whatever Olei Mitzrayim were Kovish, whatever Olei Mitzrayim captured, and not Olei Bavel, Nechal Avoloi Nevad. It's mutter to eat it, not b'kedusha shvi'is, there are several shittas in the Rishonim what exactly that means. Avaloi nevad. It cannot be worked. It has the halacha of shvi'is regarding working in the field. One may not work in such a field, even though it doesn't have kedushas Eretz Yisrael nowadays midiraisa. They weren't kovish it the second time that they came to Eretz Yisrael. But there's a certain kula that it doesn't have full kedushas shvi'is. One mahalach in the Rishonim is that it may be, the svichin may be eaten. There are other mahalachim how to explain what it means, necha. It doesn't have full kedusha shvi'is regarding certain things, but it definitely may not be worked upon in the land. So how could we say that what's planted in Eretz Sichon Va'oig is chayv and maisris, maisarani? They're not allowed to work there, b'chalav. They're not allowed to plant. They're not allowed to sow. They're not allowed to do any malachas in the karka, even though it's not Eretz Yisrael Midiraisa, it wasn't recaptured by Eilei Bavel. Still, Midrabanan has a din that they must keep Hilchas Shvi'is. So the Mishnah Melech asks, how could Rashi say that Eretz Sichon Va'aig in Eivar Yardin doesn't have Shvi'is? It's a first mission to the Shvi'is by Eivar Yardin. Tosis' first teretz to his kasha, that according to Rashi, Amnu Moivav Eivar Yardin, what Moshe Rabbeinu captured from Sichon Va'aig, doesn't have Shvi'is, and you give Maaser Oni. And there's a Mishnah that the Gemara quotes in Psachim, that in Eivar Yardin there is Shvi'is. Taisos answers that there are two types of places in Eivar Yardin. There's Eivar Yardin of Eretz Sichon Va'oig that never belonged to Amun Umayev. That the Mishnah that the Gemara in Psachim quotes is talking about such a land that it's Eretz Sichon Va'oig that never belonged to Amun Umayev. That is Nayig Shvi'is. Over here that it says, Amun Umayyav, Meiser Meiser Ani B'Shvi'is, that's Eretz Sichon Va'oig that belonged to Amun Umayyav. What belonged to Amun Umayyav, that Sichon Va'oig captured, and Klai Yisrael captured from them, that even Midrabanan there's no Shvi'is. And that's what the Gemara is talking about over here according to Rashi. Now this teretz of Taisus will only answer Taisus's kasha. But here it says, Amun Umayyav, V'z Meiser Ani B'Shvi'is. And in Psachim it says, that Eber Ayandain is Noig Shvi'is. So Taisus differentiates. Over here it's talking about Eivar Yardin of Amun Umayyav. That's even less of Madrega than the other parts of Eivar Yardin. The other parts of Eivar Yardin that were not originally belonging to Amun Umayyav is Noig Shvi'is. The parts of Eivar Yardin that belong to Amun Umayyav, that's a lesser Madrega, and over there, even with the Rabbanon, there's no union of Shvi'is. That's Taisus' first teretz. However, Taisus' first teretz will not satisfy the Mishnah Lamelech's kasha. The Mishnah Lamelech asks, it says in Shvi'is that any place Eilu Mitzrayim captured is Naig by Shvi'is. That doesn't matter whether it originally belonged to Amun Umayyav or it didn't belong to Amun Umayyav. Anything that Eilu Mitzrayim captured, there's Shvi'is from the Rabbanon. And over here it says that Amun Umayyav is Maiser Maiser Ani B'Shvi'is, and there is no Shvi'is, even though Eilu Mitzrayim were Kovish, captured this piece of land. So the Mishnah Lamelech has to come on to Taisus' second teretz in order to answer his kasha. Taisus' second teretz is that, again, the kasha was over here, it says Amun Umayyav is Maiser Maiser Ani B'Shvi'is, and it says in Psachim that Eivar Yardin is Nahig by Shvi'is. There is Shvi'is in what is Eivar Yardin. Taisus answers in the second teretz, there's a difference. Something that was never captured by Eilu Mitzrayim, something that was not miskadosh at all, even one time, that there's no Shvi'is at all. When the Gemara over here says, Amun Umayyav, Maiser Maiser Ani B'Shvi'is, means land that was never niskadish, that they never captured. Even Eilu Mitzrayim never captured it. However, that it says in Psachim that Eivar Yardin is Noyeg by Shvi'is, That's talking about Eiver HaYarden, the part of Eiver HaYarden that was actually captured by Eilam Mitzrayim. That, the Gemara says over here, there is no Shvius by Amon Omoyev. It means lands of Amon Omoyev that were never Niskadesh, never captured by Klal Yisrael. According to that, there's no Kash of the Mishnah L'Melech either. The Mishnah in Shvius says whatever Eilam Mitzrayim captured is not Yigbay Shvius. That, the Gemara is talking about over here, that Amon Omoyev, there is Meiser only B'Shvius, there's no Kedusha Shvius on the fruit, and they give Meiseres. That's talking about Amon Omoyev that was never captured by Klal Yisrael, even by Eilam Mitzrayim. Now the Mishnah L'Melech continues, and he explains, that's certain, any place that there is Shvius, even Midrabanim, namely an area that was captured by Eilam Mitzrayim and not by Eilam Bavel, such a place that there is Shvius Midrabanim, there cannot be Maisris, even Midrabanim. Why? Because anything that is Shvius is Hefker. Peris Shvius are Hefker to everyone, and the rule is that anything that's hefker, there's no chiyuv shrumus and maestros on it. Chazal learned from a pasuk gemara halevi ki ein lo chelik v'nachle imach. Something that he doesn't have a nachle with you, but if it's something that anybody can take, it's hefker. There's no chiyuv maestros. The problem is, the Mishnah L'Melech asks from the lashon of the gemara over here. The gemara says, harbi krochem kavshem oylem Mitzrayim v'loy kavshem oylem Bavel. They were captured by Eilam Mitzrayim. They weren't captured by Eilam Bavel, and they were left over. So Aniim will have what to have parnasa from in Shvius. They'll come and get from Musa Maestras. Now over here we're talking about Krachum Shekavshim Eilam Mitzrayim, cities that Eilam Mitzrayim were kaivish, that they actually did capture, and Eilam Bavel left them over for Aniim to get parnasa from during Shvius. Now, these lands were kafshim oylem Mitzrayim. They are chayv in Shvius midrabanan. And yet, the Gemara says that at the same time, they're chayv in Maiser Ani during Shvius. According to the Mishnah L'Melech, how could that be? L'chayra, according to what he said before, which L'chayra is a pasha de svara, anything that is noyeg by Shvius cannot be chayv in Maiser. By definition, it's Hefker. Whatever is Hefker, there cannot be Maestros. So how could the Gemara over here say anything that Eilam Mitzrayim were Kaivish, anything Eilam Mitzrayim captured, and the Bnei Bavel left over, so they should be able to give Maestros, Maester Oni, during Shvius? If Eilam Mitzrayim captured it, we earlier brought a Mishnah in Shvius, that they're Chayiv in Shvius, Midrabanan. But they're chayiv mishvius. Anything that's chayiv mishvius, l'chayra has to be hefker by definition. That's what shvius is about. Anything that's hefker is not chayiv in trumas ha-maisers. In fact, the Mishnah L'Melech, how is it possible to say that hinichum k'dei shvius mukhalei anim b'shvius, that land l'chayra is hefker, the fruit that come out of it. It's kadosh b'kedusha shvius. Even if it's midrabanan, but the chacham said, be mafker. Furthermore, the Mishnah L'Melech asks, the Rambam in Hilchas Trumos, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey writes that they give Trumos and Maestros in places that Eilam Mitzrayim captured and not Eilam Bavel, and they left it so Anim should have Parnosa during Shvius. The Rambam says Mefurish. On certain places that they're Chayiv and Maestros, B'Shvius, even though according to the rules of Hilchas Shvius, it's Chayiv and Shvius also. So, L'chayr, it's a stira that in the same place should be also Shvius and also Maestros. Where there is Shvius, they can't plant there, B'chal. They can't work the land. And more than that, whatever grows there is Hefker. How is it Shaykh to say that one would be Chayiv both in Maestros and in Shvius on the same land? The Mishnah L'Melech is forced to answer that although it's Asur to do work on the land in areas that were captured by Eilam Mitzrayim and not Eilam Bavel, Midrabanan, still, it's chayiv and trumas and maestros if he was ivor and went ahead and planted, or if something that grew by itself. It's hefker. Mishnah L'Melech says, evidently, Shitas HaRambam is that it's possible to have both Hilchas Shvius and Hilchas Maestros, even though it's hard for him to explain that. The Mishnah L'Melech continues, and he quotes a Rash in Masechta Shvius, that any place that there is Shvius, there can't be trumas and maestros. It's hefker. Mishnah L'Melech blabs b'tzarachiyun. He has a hard time dealing with this. L'mais and Tosfos by us, we see the same idea. It's possible Trumas or Maisers in a land that really they have to be in a Kedusha Shvius. The lands of Ever Yarden that belong to Amun Umayyad, Tosfos says, is Chayv and Maisers, yet it's land that was captured by Eilim Mitzrayim. And there's Shvius there also. So the Mishnah Lamelech lives with Tzarachim, but evidently there is such a situation where it's Chayiv also in Shvius and also in Trumas or Maestras. And the Mishnah Lamelech himself quotes a Rash that says it's impossible, it's a stira. There's a contradiction. If it's Chayiv in Shvius, it cannot be Chayiv in Maestras. If it's Chayiv in Maestras, it cannot be Chayiv in Shvius. Now the stipler over here has a simon to explain how it's possible to have both Shvius and Maestras at the same time. Why is that? Really, we have to understand why is Shvius Pater from Trumas Maestras. So the Pashtus is that it's because the parents are Hefker. Now, there are two ways to get to Hefker by Shvius. There's a machloikis whether parents are automatically Hefker by Shvius. It's called Afkata de Malka, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo made the parents Hefker. Or the person has a mitzvah to be Mafker as parents. But it doesn't become automatically Hefker. So according to the Shittas that the parents are automatically Hefker, that's one reason to say it's Pater from Trumas and Maestras. Also, a person's Mechuyiv to let it be Hefker for anyone to come in and take the parents. The Stipler says it's possible to explain that as far as the Afkata de Malka, as far as that the Torah made it Hefker, it could be since it's only Midrabanon. We're not going to say that in regards to Trumas and Maestras. Although the Trumas and Maestras are also only Midrabanon in that case, but it doesn't necessarily follow that if we say Midrabanon, it's Hefker, that it's going to be Mekel on other Inyanim. And we don't say that Hefker Midrabanon turns into Hefker Minatayr and Patis from Trumas and Maestras. There's a Mefurisha Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Mem Dalid, that we don't say that. And if something's only Hefker Midrabanon, does not Patir from Trumas and Maestras Midiraisa. Therefore, because of the Afkata de Malka, it's not going to patter from Trumas or Maestras. Now, that he has to deal with it as if it were Hefker also doesn't necessitate that it becomes Hefker. Legabi Trumas or Maestras. The Stipler brings a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tesvav, that there are Shittas in the Gemara that hold that just because somebody has to deal with something as if it were Shvius, doesn't mean that it necessarily makes it Hefker also in Trumas and Maestras. He has to stay away from it Midrabanon, but it doesn't make it Mamish Hefker, it's just Shvius Midrabanon, and therefore it's possible to be Chayev both in Shvius and Trumas and Maestras. The Chazan Mishnah Maestras doesn't hold of this, he agrees with the Mishnah Melech's assertion that it's impossible to have both Shvius and Trumas and Maestras in the same piece of land. The Stipler himself quotes Migdash David and a Chazan Ish that answer the Mishnah Lamelech's Kasha, that although it says over here that land that was captured by Eilim Mitzrayim, there is no Shvius, and that Lechayra contradicts a Mefurish Mishnah in Shvius, that land that was captured by Eilim Mitzrayim, there is Shvius in those areas. Migdash David answers that it doesn't mean when it says in Shvius, Makim Shekavshu Olim Mitzrayim is Nechal Avloi Nevad, that every piece of land that was captured by Olim Mitzrayim is Kadosh B'dusha Shvius. That's not what it means. It means there are certain places that they left B'dusha Shvius, but there are areas that were captured by Olim Mitzrayim that during Shvius do not have Kadosh Shvius. He explains very nicely the rationale, which places Chazal were Mechayim, and which places Chazal said doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. Anyone wants to take a look in this in Kilus Yaakov, the Simon on this Gemara. But Al Kolpanim, the Chazanish and the Migdash David both learn that Mokam Shekoshu Olim Mitzrayim is not an ironclad rule. There are places that were Koshu Olim Mitzrayim, and there is no Hanhog of Kedusha Shvius in those lands. That's how they answer the stira that the Mishnah Lamelech asks from our Gemara to the Mishnah in Shvius. The Gemara says afterwards that when Rabbi Akiva left the house of Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, He's the one who bumped into Ibdais' younger brother, Yainasan, and they started conversing about the halacha of Tzaras Erva. Yainasan ben Hyrcanus asked his kashas to Rabbi Akiva answered him. So there's an interesting dialogue between the two. So he said, Atuhu Akiva sheshimcha hoylech misayf ha'olam v'atsoyfoy, ashrecha shezachisa l'sham. Fortunate are you that you were zaycha to such a schus. V'adayin lo higata l'roye bokar. And even at this point, you did not reach roye bokar. Amar l'Rabbi Akiva fa'afilu l'roye etzay. Akiva answered him, even to roye etzay. It's a conversation that needs explanation. The Marsha writes that Yonasan ben Harkonnes was being meramis to Rabbi Akiva. I know you believe that you have a Kabbalah from Chagai Anovi that Tzaras Erva is Osir to the Yavam, but you should know that Chagai Anovi was the latest of the Nevi'im. You should know it. There's no Kabbalah on this halacha even from the earlier Nevi'im, like Amos, where it says in the Pasuk he was a Roye Bakar. Don't think that you have a Kabbalah that's trustworthy to Paskin that Tzaras Erva is Mutter. You have a Kabbalah from Achron HaNevi'im. You should know this Kabbalah doesn't reach back to the earlier Nevi'im. And therefore you should not be Samech on this Eidus that Chagai Anovi Paskin like this. But Kiva answered him back, you think that I'm relying on the Kabbalah from Chagai Anovi, and it doesn't go back that far, it doesn't go back to the earlier Nevi'im, like Amos was a Roye Bakar. This Kabbalah reaches back even to Roye Etzayin. He's being merames to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a Roye Etzayin. And Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the Torah, Aleha, and that Aleha is written for Gzeira Shava. So it's not that I'm being Samech on the Kabbalah from Chagai Anovi. I'm being Samech on the Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was merames in the Torah when he wrote Aleha for the Gzeira Shava that Tzaras Erva is Osir to the Yavam. That's one explanation of this dialogue. The Meratz Chius explains it in a different way. He explains that he's being merames him to Chacha for a story that happened to Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara Masech, the Brachas, Tav Samach Gimel says, Rabbi Akiva was Ma'abr Shanim in Chutz Laretz. He extended the year, he added another Adar while he was in Chutz Laretz. It says in Masech the Sanhedrin that Ibur Shanim works even with Roye Bakar, even with people who are not incredibly learned. It's B'diyevet, it's not like Atchila, but B'diyevet that works. And the Pirkei de Berlezer learns from there that even the biggest Chachomim in Chutz Laretz, and in Eretz Yisrael is Roye Bakar, you're supposed to be Ma'abr the Shana in Eretz Yisrael through these simple people, Roye Bakar Betzayin, and not do it through Chachomim and Tzadikim and Chutz Laretz. So he was hinting to him, even though Rabbi Akiva, Shimcha Hoylech Misayfa Oilam Vatsayfa, still, you're not on the Madrega, even of the Roye Bakar, you weren't allowed to be Ma'abr the Shana in Chutz Laretz. And it would be better to allow Roye Bakar to do that in Eretz Yisrael. What you did was wrong. That was what Yonasan ben Harkonnes meant to give him a hidden message of Teichacha that he shouldn't have been Ma'abr Shanim in Chutz Laretz. And for that, Rabbi Akiva answered back, V'afilu l'roye etzayin. In his Anivus, Rabbi Akiva answered, not just, I'm not the Madrega of Roye Bakar. I wasn't even the Madrega of Roye etzayin. People who, according to the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, have a din of the Apostle Eidus, because Roy Me'ei Modaka have a din of Gazlanum Midrabanum. So, therefore, Rabbi Akiva was answering Ba'anivus, I didn't even reach the Madrega of the Roy Eitzayim. Al-Kopanim, there definitely was some deeper meaning in their dialogue, which needs clarification.
Tesayin Amud Beis. The Gemara brings Shitas, Rabbi Yechanan, that Akum Be'evad Abba Bas Yisrael, Havlan Mamzer. Now, Taisus in both Dibra Maschal Amiroi and Dibra Maschal Kasavar holds that that works only with Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that there's Mamzer even from Chayve Lavin. Any Bia that's Osram and Atari, Chayve Lavin, Rabbi Akiva holds as Mamzerus. According to that, we could explain Shitas Rabbi Yochanan that Akum ve'Eved Abuel Bas Yisrael Vlad Mamzer. However, according to the Chachamim that hold Mamzer is only from Chivik Krisoy, so Chivik Mrs. Be'ezdin, there cannot be a Mamzerus from Akum ve'Eved Abuel Bas Yisrael. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilead Hashas asks, there's a Mefurish Gemara that I know Maralov that even the Chachamim that hold that there's only Mamzerus from Chivik Krisoy, so Chivik Mrs. Be'ezdin, still, they can hold that Akum ve'Eved Abuel Bas Yisrael of Vlad Mamzer. Kivayger blibes p'tzarachi and godel. Al kolparam toisus paskins halacha l'maisa that Akum ve'Eved Abuel Bas Yisrael the Vlad is kosher. As is mashma, like the Stam Mishnah in Kedushin, that Kedushin is toifus by Chai ve'Lavan. And there's no Mamzerus from Chai ve'Lavan. The Shita that passels and says Akum ve'Eved Abuel Bas Yisrael Vlad Mamzer is going in accordance to the Rabbi Akiva that hold that there's mamzeres even from Chai ve'Lavan. The Tosfos asks Akasha, in Dibur Maskel Kosavar, middle of the Dibur. Vim Toimar, Bishlam Me'eved Hevi Mamzer. It makes sense that Eved Habo Abbas Israel, the child is a Mamzer, because there's a lav. The lav of Loisiyah Kadesha. Elo Me'akum, Mamai Hevi Mamzer. Bezin Shalshem Gozru. Midiraisa B'yes Heterhu. Midiraisa, there's no Isser for Akum to Boal Bas Israel. An Eved that's Boal Bas Israel is over an Isser Tayyar Loisiyah Kadesha. And Meila, it shayach that comes there is out of it, according to Rabbi Akiva. There's still some chayvei lavan, but Akum Habo Abbas Yisrael is no Isser Min HaTorah Bechlal. Why does it create a mamzer even according to Rabbi Akiva? The Yishlaim Rashi Tosfos answers: Avlagav the bias heter him the raisa b'tzina. Even though if it's done privately, it's a bias heter Min HaTorah. Mikol Mokam Kivin Dlei Tavsi Ba Kedushin Heavy Mamzer K'may Be'Evet. Since there's no tefisas Kedushin for a goy in Abbas Yisrael, so he's comparable to Eved. Just like Eved, there's no Kiddushin and there's Mamzerus. The same way, Akum, that's Boal Abbas Yisrael, there's no Kiddushin, therefore there's Mamzerus. Before we examine Tosfos Teretz, I'd like to point out that in Tosfos' words, there lies a tremendous chiddush. Tosfos writes that Avakav the Bias Heterim Adir Raisa Betzina, if it's done privately, it's Mutter Medir Aisa, still there's no Tefis Kedushin, that's why there's Mamzeiras. It's Mashal from Taisus because it's done Betzina. If it's done Befer Hesya, if a guy is Boal Bas Yisrael Befer Hesya, it comes out as a Nisr Dir Aisa, Lachayr the Halachat Kanoim Pagan Boy. The Chachmas Manayach also writes that that's what comes out of Taisus. Lachayr it's a tremendous Chiddush. True, it's Mashal from Taisus over here, and it's Mefurish in the Shilta Giboyrim. Hagoyis ala Mordechai in the fourth perek of Yevamos, Siv Kotten Vov also writes that a goy or Baal Bas Yisrael, Befer Hesya, it's a din of Kanaan Pagan Boy. It's the same way if a Yisrael Baal Bas Akum is Kanaan Pagan Boy, it goes in reverse also for a goy who is Baal Bas Yisrael. However, the Beis Yosef and so it's passing the Ramah and Simon Kufnun Zayin Yerodeya is Mefurish that there's no halacha of Kanaan Pagan Boy. It's not considered a rayas if a goy is Baal Bas Yisrael even before Hesya. It's just the Isser that Bezdin Shoshem or Goyzer. There's no halacha of Kanaan Pagan Boy by Akum al Baal Bas Yisrael. The halacha of Kanaan Pagan Boy is only by Yisrael halba an a goya. In reverse, whereas the Bayil is a goy and the Nevelis is a Yisrael, there is no din of Kanaan Pagan Boy, and that's Gepaskam the Shulchan Aruch. And so says the Shuvah Chacham Sefer, Ebenezer Simon Pebes, that the Isra is only Midrabbanan. Now getting back to Tosfos' Teretz, Tosfos says there's a comparison between Eved, the creation of Mzeiris, as there's no Tefisas Kedushin, in the same way a goy that's Baal Bas Yisrael creates an Mzeiris because there's no Tefisas Kedushin. Now, L'chaira, that assertion that Tosfos makes, that it's because there's no Tefisas Kedushin, that's really contradictory to what Tosfos said before. Tosfos said before, the Shita that holds Akum Eved Habo Abbas Yisrael is only in accordance with Rabbi Akiva, who holds that there's Mamzer Mechayvei Lavin. Rabbi Akiva Eger asked, what do you mean? There's a Gemara in Daf Ayin. It says Mefurish that even according to the Chachamim, that say Mamzer only comes from Chayvei Krisus and Chayvei Mrs. Bezdin, still, that Shita is Maida, that Akum Eved Habo Abbas Yisrael creates Mamzerus, because there's no Tefisas Kedushin. If there's no Tefisas Kedushin, that alone can create a situation of Mamzerus. That's the Gemara in Daf Ayin, and that's really where Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, why does Taisus say that Rabbi Yochanan that says Akum Evad Abal Vas Yisrael is only going according to Rabbi Akiva? However, Taisus learned that it is totally in Chai Ve'Lavin. Taisus learned that it works only with Rabbi Akiva at all. It's Chai Ve'Lavin, creates Mamzeiros. So that's why Akum Evad Abal Vas Yisrael will also create Mamzeiros. So how could Taisus answer then that just like Eved, there's a Chai Ve'Lav, and there's no Taisus Kedushin? That's why there's Mamzeiros. Same way, Akum Evad Abal Vas Yisrael, even though there is no lav, since there's no Tfisus Kedushin, it creates Mamzeiros. According to Taisus, that the creation of Mamzeiros is totally only in Isser and not in the fact that there's no Tfisus Kedushin, how does Taisus come and say now that we can compare Ovid Kachavim to Eved? Just like by Eved, there's no Tfisus Kedushin, there's Mamzeiros, the same way by a Goy. There's no Tfis Kedushin, they make Mamzeiros. By a guy, there's no Isser. And Taisus says it's totally in the Isser. And if Taisus is willing to accept that it's not totally in the Isser, it's totally in the fact that there's no Tfis Kedushin, that alone can create Mamzeiros, which is really Mufur Shagamar and Dafayin, then Taisus really should fall away with what he wrote in Dibra Masla Meiroi, and what he wrote in Dibra Masla Kosovar, that Rabbi Yochanan is only based on Rabbi Akiva, that holds there's Mamzeiros Mechai Milavin. According to Taisus now, that each Tfis Kedushin is enough of a reason to make Mamzeiros, so then it should work even according to the Chachamim. So Taisus Teretz L'Chaira is Tzarachion. Taisus gives another Teretz. Taisus writes, Inami, Merevi Kachavim Lehevi Mamzer El Madirabon. Taisus drops a bombshell. Taisus says, that the Gemara says, that Akum Ve'Eved Abol Bas Yisrael Avad Mamzer, we have to really differentiate. Akum haba bas Yisrael, it's a mamzer midrabanan only. It's not a mamzer minatayr because there's no lav. Eved haba bas Yisrael creates a mamzer, and that mamzer is minatayr. Although both Eved kichavim and Eved are mentioned in one breath, Tosfos brings Raya and Shas that you could have two things mentioned together, and one has a din d'oraisa and one has a din d'rabanan. Now the Gemara says to explain Rabbi Yochanan's halacha that we're not mekabel geim from Talmud. One of the reasons is Mishum Abdei Shloimei. What happened? The slaves of Shloimei HaMelech married Bnei Yerushalayim, and he holds Eved Kachavim Eved Abal Bas Yisrael Avad Mamzer. Now, Tosfos asks the kashan, Dibur Maschel B'Shlomo. Vim Taimer, Tosfos asks, Lomei L'Misli Taimu Mishum Mamzerus, why do we have to say the reason that we're not Mekabel Geim from Talmud? It's because of Achshash Mamzerus, because the Abdei Shloimei married Bnei Yisrael and Akum Ve'Eved Abal Bas Yisrael Avad Mamzer, he should have said, because they're Avodim. And Avodim are also to marry Yisraelis. Like, see, Kadesha, why don't you have to come out of the Mamzeris? You should say that they're Avodim, and Avodim are forbidden to marry Yisraelis. Taisus answers, Yishleimar, the Mestam Mesiyash of Bailamahem. In all probability, they were Mesiyash from the Avodim, and there's a Shita and Gitan that holds that if somebody is Messiahish from his Eved, he doesn't need a get shechor. So therefore, they weren't considered Avodim. There was no Isra Meshama Avdus. And therefore, the Gemara couldn't say because of Avdus. Maram asks, Chayetzapela, then how do you explain what the Gemara does say? That the reason they were forbidden to marry people from Talmud because of Mamzeiros, if when somebody is Messiahish from his Eved, he becomes a free man, and there's no Isra of Lysia Kadesha, so when that Eved, who his Odin was Nisiyayish from, marries a Bas Yisrael, it doesn't create Mamzeiros either. He's not an Eved anymore. It's not an Eved HaBoal Bas Yisrael. It's a Ben Chayrin HaBoal Bas Yisrael. So why does Taisus understand there's no Isra Avdus, but there is an Isra Mamzeiros? Why would there be any Mamzeiros? If there's no Isra Avdus, the logical conclusion is that there wouldn't be any Isra Mamzeiros also. The Maram Taki explains Taisus in a different Mahalach because of this. Rebbe Hanan explains in Kovetz Ha'oreis Pshat and Taisus here. According to Taisus and Perek HaChoylitz, even after an Eved gets a Get Shechrer, he still cannot be Mekadosh Nisha until he is Toivel again L'Shem Shechrer. According to that, we can understand what Taisus meant over here. True, he's not an Eved anymore in the sense that there will be a lav of Lysia Kadesha, because he's already a Meshocher. He got
a shechrer 3 years. However, he wasn't yet toivel, l'shem shechrer, and therefore he can't make kedushin, and therefore the child will be a mamzer. However, B'chanan asks on that, according to Taisus, that we mentioned before in Dibar Masla Kosovar, that a goy halbal bas Yisrael is only a mamzer midirabanan, it's not a mamzer midiraisa, because there's no lav min haTorah. If that's the case, so over here we just said that, sure, he can't be mekadesh because he didn't toivel yet. However, as far as the Isra Avdus, there's no Isra Avdus because he's Meshuchar, and there's no Isra Vaisiya Kadesha. According to Taisvis, that Mamzerus by a Goy is only Midirabonim because there's no Lav. By an Evid, it's Midiraisa because there's a Lav Vaisiya Kadesha. By a Goy, that there's no Isra Minatayra, it's only an Isra Dirabonon, therefore Mamzerus is also only Midirabonon. Over here, where there's no Lav Vaisiya Kadesha, there's no Isra Diraisa, he already is Meshuchar. He was free because his Odin was already Messiah. All that's left is he's considered an Eved because he wasn't Taival. But there's no Isser of Loisiya Kadesha. If that's the case, according to Taisus, that without an Isser, there's no Mamzerus. Over here, how could Taisus say that the Eved was Meshuchar? There's no Isser of Loisiya Kadesha, yet there's Mamzerus because he didn't Taival yet. According to the Taisus says that there's no Mamzerus without Isser, then how can we say over here where he was Meshuchar, just didn't Taival? There's no Isser, but there's still Mamzerus. That's in direct contradiction to what we just said before from Taisus, that if there's no Isser Medirayisa, there's no Mamzerus Medirayisa. So Mochanan blabs Sarachion to explain Taisus, that he's Meshuchar, there is no Lysia Kadesha. On the other hand, there still is Mamzerus. According to Taisus, in Dibur Maschal Kosovar, if there's no Isser, there can't be any Mamzerus. And he blabs Sarachion. And Mochanan asks another kasha there. On Taisus's teretz, Taisus says that the masters were Messiahish from Navadim, and therefore there's no Isser Avdus, there's no Isser Laisiya Kadesha. If the fact is that until after Tvila, he's also to Mekadesh, and he's still considered an Eved in regards to Kedushin, then the Isser of Laisiya Kadesha should also still be in effect. If he can't be Mekadesh because he's still a bit of an Eved because he wasn't Tevil yet, so the Isra of Laisiya Kadesha, L'chayr, should still apply. He cannot marry. His Bia is a Bia's Nus. He's not a person that can make Kedushin. So therefore, the love of Laisiya Kadesha should apply. What do I care that he doesn't need to get Shechra and the masters were Messiahish from him and he doesn't have to work for them anymore? He's not their Eved. But still, if he needs Tvila and halachically he's still considered an Eved in regards to Kedushin, then the love should still apply also. So why does Taisus answer that there's no Laisiya Kadesha anymore? That's why the Gemara said because of Mamzerus. There should still be Laisiya Kadesha if there is still a bit of Avdus left on him in regards that he can't be Mekadesh and Ishan just from the masters being Messiahish from him. It could be possible to answer B'chanan's kasha. Since he's oimid to be Toivel and to become a full Ben Chayron, even though right now he can't be Mekadesh and Ishan, but that won't consider his Bia a Bia of Kadeshos. He is a person who technically can be Mekadesh. All he has to do is Toivel. If it's just a small act that's biyodai to do, we won't consider this a bi of kedeshus and a person that can't be considered someone who is yeshne b'teres kedushin. Since all he needs is a tefillah, and it's not that the ownership of his master is blocking him from being a kedesh, it could be at this point the Torah doesn't consider it a kedeshus anymore, and that's why he won't be able to have a lav of la'yeh kodesh or lisiya kedesha. And the whole Isser that Talmudim had on themselves was the Isser of Mamzerus and not the Isser of Avdus.
The Gemara continues, Omar Yudah Merav Asi, Akum Shekiddush Bezman Hazeh Choshen LeKedushin. A guy who is Mekadish nowadays, we're Choshish for his Kedushin, we're afraid that Shema Me'asaras HaShvatim, it could be he's
from members of the Aseret HaShvatim who married Gaitis, and he holds that a Jew who has a child from a Gaish lady, it's considered a Jew, and he's a Mamzer. Just like Akum Alba Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer, the same way if Yisrael Alba Al, a woman who is Aivis Kechavim, also the Vlad is a Mamzer, and therefore, she's Mekudeshes to a Mamzer, that's why we're Chayshish to the Kedushin, and it's Kedushin Mamzer. That's how Rashi and Taisus explain.
Taisa asks a kasha. How could we say that if Israel is bought on a Yiddish kechavim, that the child is a mamzer? There's mishnayis in several places in Shas that clearly say that if a Jew is bought on a goyta, the vlad is not mesiaches after the father, and he's a goy. Havlad kamoya. There's a mishnah later on in the second parak. If somebody has a child from a goyta, from a shivcha, it doesn't pater from yibum. If he dies and without any other children, his wife is zakeh liyibum. There's a mishnah in Kiddushin that says the vlad of a shivcha and a goyta is a goy or an eved, even with a father who's Yisrael, because if it's a mother who's a goy or a shivcha, vlada kamoy, so the vlad takes after her. So how could the Gemara say here that it's talking about men of the Aseres HaShvatim, Mary Goitis, the children are Jews and they're Mamzerim? How is that possible? The Mishnah says in several places that Vlada Kamoisa takes after the mother if the mother is a Shivcha or a Goita. So Tosfos answers. Those Mishnayis all hold that Akum Ve'Eved Avav Bas Yisrael Vlad Kosher. The Mishnayis that say that the Vlad takes after the mother, not after the father, is going like the Shita that Akum Ve'Eved Avav Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is Kosher. But we're going now, like Rabbi Akiva, that Akum Ve'Eved Avav Bas Yisrael, Vlad Mamzer. So therefore, just like if a male Goy, or a male Eved, is Baal Bas Yisrael, Vlad is a Mamzer, the same way, if Yisrael is the father, and the Goyt is the mother, this has the same halacha, that there's Mamzerus, and he's a Jew. That's Tosfos' first eretz. Tosfos afterwards answers that it's not talking about the father was a Jew and the mother was a Goy. It's talking about the father was a Goy and the mother was a Jew, therefore the child is definitely Jewish and a Mamzer, according to Rav Asi. And getting back to Tosfos' first eretz, that the Shita that holds Akum Ve'Eved Avav Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer will hold in the reverse case where Yisrael haba al shivcha or yevedes kechavim, the child is also a mamzer, the Ephraimim are very upset. What does one have to do the other? Akum Ve'Eved Avav Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer, the child is definitely a Jew because he takes after his mother, and he's a mamzer because Akum Ve'Eved are either chayv lavin or there's not physical solution, as we explained before from Tosfos. How does that logically follow that in the reverse case, where the father is a Jew and the mother is a goita, that the child will also be a Jew and a mamzer? How could one say that? If the mother is a goita, the klal is vlada kamaisa. What does one have to do with the other? What does the fact that Akum Ve'Eved Habav Bas Yisrael make a mamzer say that in the reverse case, where a Yisrael is ba on Avedes Kechavim Meshivcha, that in that case too, it will be a Jew and a mamzer? It could be in this case, it's much worse. There's no Jewishness at all, because the mother is a goita, so therefore there won't be any mamzerus either. The Karen Neir asks this kasha, the Mulam asks this kasha. Why does Tosfos hold that if we hold Akum Ve'Eved Avav Bas Yisrael Vlad Mamzer, and he's a Jew, do we say that Yisrael Habal Akum V'Shivcha, that it'll have the same din? It's much worse. If the mother is a goita or the mother is a shivcha, the klal is that Jewishness does not transfer only through the mother, and therefore is a goy, and therefore his condition definitely shouldn't be typhus. Now the Miluim in Simon Dalad, Siv Kotin Yud Beis, answers a tremendous chiddush to explain typhus. He says like this. There's a mission at the end of the third parak in Kiddushin that a mamzer that married a shivcha, Reb Lezer holds the child is a vlad mamzer, even though normally a shivcha's child is misyachas only after her and not the father. But since the father was a mamzer, the pasuk says by mamzer, lo yavoi loy bekal Hashem, we darshan loy, haloy chachar psuloy, that even though you should go after the mother, still, loy is marba, that since he's a pasul, psul mamzerus, it transfers also, even though the mother is fact a shivcha. The chum argue, and they say the pasuk of loy is to be marba Yisrael shenas mamzerus, a Yisrael that married mamzerus. You might think, it says, we go after Yichus of the father, not of the mother. So the Pasuk says, Loi, that we go after the psul, even of the mother.
Rabbi Elazar says, "Lav hafalgav b'siv mishpachaisim leveis avaisim asa loy afke." Even though it says mishpachaisim leveis avaisim, you normally go after the father. The word loy is marbed that in such a case you go after the mother. Hachanami afalgav b'siv ha'ishavu yodeh tia ladeneo. We go after the mother asa loy afke. The word loy comes to be marbed that even against the general rule, we say the psum amzerus passes down from the father, even if the mother is a shivcha. The rabbanon say that any child in the womb of a shivcha is like a vlad in the womb of a behemah. Al kolpanim, there is a musig in the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Samech Tes that the word loy is marba, that even though the yichus should go after one particular parent, either by shivcha should go only after the mother, or normal yichus by Yisrael who marries mamzeres, the klal by yichus is l'mishvachaisim l'veis avoisim, we go after the father's yichus. When there's a psul mamzeres, the Torah says loy, and it transfers the mamzeres even in a case where the yichus is not mishachas after the mamzer. In the case of Rebbe Lezer, where he's an eved mamzer, he has to be taking after his father, and he must be considered a Jew, because there's no such a thing as a mamzer who's a goy. By goyim, there is no mamzerus. Bechreach, he's considered a Jew. In order to carry over the mamzerus from his father to him, he must be considered a Jew. His mother's a goyta, and Yiddishkeit does not transfer only through the mother. Still, since he's a mamzer, the Torah was marabed that because of the psul, that transfers even in a normal case where the yichus only goes after the mother. But over here, it has to be considered a Jew if we're going to call him a mamzer. If he was Mekadosh and Nisha, the Kedushin are going to be Kedushin. His mother's a Shivcha. Yeah, but his father's a mamzer. Because his father's a mamzer, he's considered a Jew. If his father was a regular Jew, he wouldn't be considered a Jew. He would go after the mother. The Yichus would be entirely based on the mother. Since the father's a mamzer and he's an apostle, the Yichus goes after the father also. And even the Chachamim are related to that theoretically. They just argue by Shivcha because it's like in a Vlad of a Behemah. But without that, the Chomer also made it to Rebbe Elazar that there can be paternal lineage, that you could be Yichus after the father, even though in a normal case, the Yichus would go only after the mother. Since the father is a Mamzer, and the Torah says Loi, and it's Marba, that Mamzerus transfers from a father to a son, even where it normally wouldn't be considered that the father has a Din Av, still, because of the psul mamzerus, it does transfer yichus from the father to the son. So the Amnon Milum explains, according to this, we could understand Taisus. Taisus says that according to Rabbi Akiva, that Akum Eved Abba Bas Yisrael of Vlad Mamzer, that's why we're going to say that Yisrael Habba Al Eved Tzikachovim V'Shivcha, the Vlad will be a Mamzer. We ask, how can we say that? Why does that logically follow? Normally, yichus of Yiddishkeit goes after the mother. So true, Akum Eved Abba Bas Yisrael Vlad Mamzer, and he's a Jew because the mother's a Jew. But if Yisrael Abba Avedis Kachavim Meshivcha, there we should say that he's not a Jew, he's not a Mamzer. He's a guy, he's Vlad Kamaisa. According to the Avni Miluim, Pshat and Taisus is, since Rebbe Akiva holds there is Mamzeris that passes down, Yisrael Shabba Avedis Kachavim should have it in Mamzer. In that case, the pasuk of loy that says haloicha chapsuloi supersedes the normal rule of aisha veladeo tiladineo, and the mother is the only one who has yichus to her children if the mother's a gaita. However, since there's a pasuk of mamzeris that is going to come out of this bia, we say loy haloicha chapsuloi. It's such a strong factor in yichus that it supersedes the general rule that a mother who's a gai or a shivcha is the only one who the child has yichus after. As we find in the Gemara and Kedushin that we mentioned before, that loy ahloichach rapsulai is stronger than the general rules of yichus, where if the mother is a guy, we go after the mother alone. Halechach rapsulai makes it that the father is also considered a miyachis over here. So that's Shatan Taisus over here. That although the mother is a gaita, since we hold, like Rabbi Akiva, that Akum Eved Abba Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer, the same way, Yisrael Haba Avedis Kachavim Meshivcha is going to be Avlad Yisrael Mamzer, and we're going to be Choshesh for his Kedushin, because Halechach HaPsuloi is stronger than the general rule of Ha'isha V'Yolodeh Atil Adeneo, that we normally are Mesiachas after the mother, In this case, since there's a psul mamzeres, we're going to misyachas after the father. He's going to have a din of a Jew and a mamzer.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.